Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Gladys on the phone. Good morning, Gladys.
Good morning.
Hi, Gladys. We got your nomination for Lillian. So tell us how you know Lillian.
Well, I've met Lillian back in high school.
Oh, really? Wow.
So
you guys,
30 years.
Wow. You guys go way back, huh?
Way back.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, you probably know just about everything about each other, don't you?
Yes,
I do. I bet you do. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Lily on the line, and then once we do that, we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hang on here. Here we go.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Lily?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Hi, Lily. It's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Lily?
Pretty good.
Are you wondering why we're calling?
Yeah.
Well, we do a thing called Christmas Wish. And your friend Gladys sent in a nomination for you for Christmas Wish. Say hi to Gladys. She's here.
Hi, Lily. Hi, Gladys. Hi, Mama.
So she sent in a really nice nomination. Would you mind if she read that?
Of course. Yes. Right,
go ahead, Gladys.
All right. My friend Lily has always been an amazing friend. She has been the only support for two teenage children that depend on her. But this year, she lost her job after 22 years due to the COVID pandemic. This year has been a struggle, and even though she has been barely keeping afloat, she has been there helping her parents, sharing her meals with them. She never hesitates to help others, and that is why I'm nominating her. She deserves to have a memorable Christmas with her two children without worrying about being able to afford to celebrate. She recently was able to land a job after 9 months, and even though she's making half of what she used to, she's beyond grateful to work.
It's a pretty good friend you got there, Lily.
She's my best friend. Oh. I am sorry.
So,
it's okay.
We want you to have that memorable Christmas, so we are going to grant a Christmas wish for you and your kids, okay?
Okay.
We start every Christmas wish off with a Christmas tree because that is kind of the cool part of Christmas. Our friend Chicken Charlie has a Christmas tree lot at Grossmont Center, and he wants you and the kids to go down there and pick out a nice, big, beautiful Christmas tree, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have a tree yet, Lily?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Well, not yet.
Well, now you,
now
gotta,
you do.
You got one of the best in town right now, I tell you. And then we've got a...
Thank you, Gladys. You're welcome.
We've got a $75 gift card to Armstrong's Garden Center, so you can go get decorations for the tree and wreaths and whatever you need to make the house look Christmassy. All right, Lily?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Barron's Market always participates in our Christmas wishes, and we are going to give you a $100 gift card to Barron's Market so you can go pick out your Christmas dinner, okay?
Yes.
Get the gift card and go shopping and get dinner. And then another special friend of ours, Sari from Better Off Med Spa, has also donated $200 Visa gift cards to this year's Christmas wishes. So you have a $200 Visa card to get any extras that you might need for the holidays, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So,
I don't have words to say how grateful I am.
That's okay. Don't worry.
That's okay.
Just sit back and enjoy.
Because we're going to keep going on for a little bit here. Yeah. We're going to throw a lot of stuff at you.
It's not over yet.
So it's okay.
We have the tree. We have Christmas dinner. We have things for the tree. A little extra money for Christmas time. Now, tell me about your kids. You've got two?
I have two teenagers.
Yeah.
I have a 18-year-old and a 16-year-old.
And they're what, a senior and a sophomore in school?
Yes.
We want to make it a little bit easier for them to get their schooling out of the way.
Yeah, and speaking of staying home, I know that all of a sudden laptops become very important. We understand you do have a laptop, right?
Yes, I do have a laptop.
Okay. Well, we thought, wow, okay, we could give one of the kids a laptop, and then who's going to fight over the old one?
Yeah.
So our listeners have given us so much money and donated so much money this year. We have enough money that we can get you two HP Chromebooks, brand new laptops for the two kids.
They won't have to fight over anything.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
I was not expecting this call.
We know you weren't. So, tell me about this new job.
Well, it's a different type of job than I wasn't used to it. I'm grateful that I have a job now.
Of course.
After 9 months, even though I've been there for a very, very short time, I have made, you know, that bonding with my coworkers, and I love that.
So what we wanted to do was fiff you out a little bit for your new job. You know, when you get a new job, you kind of want to look your best because then you feel your best and then you do your best. Lily, we want to give you a $300 gift card to Ross so you can go get some new clothes, maybe some new shoes, you know, and look your best so you do your best at your new job. How's that?
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
We got the Chromebooks for the kids, but you probably know more about what they want for Christmas. So we thought we'd also give you a $300 gift card to Target, and then you can go be Santa and go get whatever you need.
Is Gladys there on the phone? Is she listening to me?
Yes,
I am. I'm like crying over here, too. I love you so much. You're my best friend.
And now, Lily, we've been doing Christmas wishes for several years now, and we have found almost in every single wish, the one cool thing about Christmas is, wouldn't it be great if you had some of those bills taken care of, and then you could use that for Christmas money or whatever you wanted to do with it?
Take some of the stress out of it.
So you have a car payment. We would like to get you $389 and take care of your car payment. So that's out of the way.
Thank you.
Okay, you need a Kleenex?
I do.
I do, too.
All right, well, and there's just one other little thing we'd like to do when it comes to bills. Probably one of the biggest bills you have is your rent. Lily, if it would be okay with you, we'd like to pay your January rent. $1,200.
You have done more than enough already.
Well, this, I think, will get you over the Christmas hump to where, you know, you get back working, get everything back in order, get the kids straightened out, no fighting over a laptop, and definitely get them some things that they want. Teenagers are hard. We wanted to try to find something for each of them, but we know, you know, I don't know what their needs are. So you get clothes or you shoes or, you know, you say your daughter's into sports, whatever she wants. And you guys just really appreciate each other and have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, Lily.
Oh, thank you. And God bless all of you guys.
Well, and thanks to Gladys. Thank you, Gladys, for letting us know about
Lily. Thank you so much for making my friend's Christmas beyond special. Memorable forever. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, Lily, take a picture of you and the kids in front of that tree for us, okay?
Of course. I'll send it to you guys.
Yep, we'd love to see it.
So here's the thing. 5 minutes ago, we were worried about Christmas. How do we feel about it now?
Oh, I'm overjoyed.
There you go. I love that. Well, listen, the only other thing I need to make this wish come true is on the count of three, I need a Merry Christmas from everybody. So here we go. One, two, three. Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.